Afternoon and welcome to the latest news on Radio Ropeng with Nirasi Kenneth Kotari. Robert Kyagulanyi, the National Unity Platform No Presidential Candidate, hit the roads of West Nile this past week, covering a total of 9 districts in his push for the presidency ahead of next year's general elections. From pledging compensation for war-affected families to promising better roads, electricity and local control over development, Kyagulanyi laid out a vision for his new Uganda blueprint. At rallies across Pakwach, Nebi Teregarua, Maracha, Koboko, Yumbe, Moyo and Tombo, Kyagulanyi framed his campaign around addressing what he called decades of neglect and inequality of the region. He promised to compensate communities still recovering from insurgencies in West Nile, actually Lang and Teso. Kyagulanyi also pledged to decentralize government services, abolish military courts for civilians, and release political detainees, including former Forum for Democratic Change party president Chiza Besigye, who is facing treason charges. His vision included reviving cooperative unions, expanding electricity coverage, improving rural roads and establishing regional industrial parks to create jobs. Yet the week's campaign vividly illustrated the obstacles Kyagulanyi seeks to address. In Zombo and Mariupol, rallies were delayed or cancelled when his convoy got stuck on impassable roads. In Mariupol, he spent a night in a hotel without running water or electricity, and his team had to prepare their own meals and experience he used the next day to highlight rural hardship. He said if the region had got but good infrastructure such as roads and electricity, more such areas would attract better private sector investment in areas such as hotels and hospitals.